Qatar Airways revives a 380 service with London and Bangkok routes. Qatar Airways has been adapting to fluctuations in passenger demand due to regional hostilities in the Middle East, resulting in the temporary withdrawal of its Airbus A380 fleet from service. However, with the onset of this year's tensions, the One World member is now readying its A380s for a return, indicating a significant shift in the airline's operational strategy. The airline plans to restart A380 flights on two routes from June 16, showcasing confidence in the aircraft's capabilities. These routes will serve London and Bangkok, with daily departures in each direction. Qatar Airways resumed A380 operations will feature morning services to London Heathrow Airport and evening services to Suvarnabhumi Airport in Bangkok. The carrier's decision highlights its commitment to offering premium travel experiences. The airline's A380s have an average age of 10.8 years, which aligns with the carrier's fleet-wide mean figure of 10.7 years. This suggests that the aircraft have a considerable number of flying hours left in them. Qatar Airways A380s are configured with a three-class layout, featuring 8 economy, 48 premium economy, and 461 first-class seats. The overall capacity of each aircraft is 517 passengers. The return of the A380 signals an increase in exclusive travel options for passengers. As a result, airlines will need to reassess their strategies for offering premium services. Qatar Airways' decision to revive its A380 service demonstrates the airline's commitment to maintaining its position as a leading carrier in the Middle East. The move is likely to benefit from the growing demand for long-haul flights. The A380's return also underscores the importance of investing in modern aircraft fleets. Airlines that fail to adapt to changing market demands risk losing competitiveness. As Qatar Airways prepares to resume its A380 service, it is essential to monitor the airline's operational strategy and passenger experiences. The success of this initiative will depend on several factors, including fuel efficiency and maintenance costs.